o'clock.
Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord's blessings to everyone in Christ Jesus. Great to be gathered together today on the celebration of the baptism of our Lord, which is what we celebrate on this Sunday today. Always blessed to be together as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This morning, we'll be worshiping to the order of divine service 4, and beginning with our opening hymn, which is 839. O Christ, our true and only light. We do invite the congregation to please stand for this hymn, if you're able, and turn and face the cross for our procession to the altar. Let's sing together hymn 839. Please stand.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
Therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with our introit this morning from Psalm 117 and Psalm 96. Praise the Lord, all the nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. We continue with our Kyrie.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading for this morning comes from the very beginning of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, also will be the text for our sermon this morning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our epistle lesson from Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
At this time, we invite the congregation to please stand, and the cross will come forward to the center of the nave for our reading of the Holy Gospel and our Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We continue with our doxology. Would you join us now in confessing our faith together to the words of the Nicene Creed? I believe in one God, the Father
Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated. We invite the congregation now to join us in singing our sermon hymn for today. That's hymn 578, Thy Strong Word. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. How long has it been since you touched an FM AM radio dial? Like, not the buttons even, just the dial, right? The old dial. Can you imagine the first time somebody turned that radio dial, the very, very first time, and it was going, and then when it hit the right spot, the broadcast. I bet that person was literally sitting there thinking, wow, where's that coming from? There's no wire. How does this work? And the answer? I don't know. It just does. I remember the first time I saw a cordless telephone. Those things were cool, right? Because you remember somebody in your house with like 40 feet of that little cord, and they were walking around every room on the phone. And then the cordless ones, how does that thing work? I don't know, it just does. Oh, the bag phones, all of us remember those, the cell phones. You could go anywhere, plugged into your cigarette lighter, and talk on the phone. It's amazing. I got to say one more, too. The Nintendo Wii. I used to have to sit like, I don't know, what are those cords, 6 feet from the console with my as a kid? And then the Wii comes out, and you can just move the thing, and the guy on the screen moves. How does that thing work? I don't know. It just does. It's amazing. Most of us know, right? It's basic knowledge now. Radio waves, light signals, things like that. We kind of know how they work. Like, if we leave something in front of the TV where the little sensor is, the remote still won't turn up the volume. I don't know, I guess there's fancier stuff than that now. If you walk away from your vehicle too far, it'll disconnect from the Bluetooth. We kind of get it, but we don't know exactly how it works. But it just works. Which, strangely enough, brings us to our Old Testament reading this morning from Genesis chapter 1. In Genesis, we find the earth, as it says in verse 2, without form, void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. This is hard to imagine. It's very difficult, maybe impossible for us actually, to imagine the way things were before creation. But it helps to probe into it a little bit. It was void. It was empty. It was without form. Darkness is the description. We don't really know that because there's nothing to picture in our minds. We're so used to how it is now, where there is form, that it's almost impossible to picture it without. It's not like there was something that was without form. It was void. It was empty. The Latin tells us, a little help here, that God created the world ex nihilo. In other words, he created it out of nothing, not out of something. It's not like we think of creating things. When we think of creating things, well, and we do use that language, right? Creation, like artists, musicians, etc., use that kind of language. But we create by only mixing things together that God already gave us. God creates with his word this morning out of nothing. An example of this to help the mind is the old color thing, right? Try to think of right now a different color, a new color that's never existed. You can't take colors and mix them together that are already there and say, oh, this is a new color, because it's actually not. It's just a mix of two colors to make a different one. Try to think of a new one. Can't do it. Can't do it. Makes you wonder what heaven's going to be like, if there'll be new ones that we've never seen, probably. This goes for our words, too. Our words are powerful, and we know it. The words that we say affect things, change already existing situations, but they're not like God's words. God's words bring things into existence. God's words create out of nothing. Our words can only affect situations or people that already exist. Oh, God's word. It can do anything. Isaiah will tell us, the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 55 of his writing, he says, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there but water the earth, God says, so shall my word be, that it goes out from my mouth, and it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." God spoke into the empty and formless where there was nothing. And he said in verse 3, "Let there be light." And there was light. How does it work? We don't know. It just does. It just works. And as the narrative of Genesis continues, God speaks with his mighty word and creates much, much more. And he speaks into our lives today. People wonder, what's a big deal about church? Why should I go, you know, on Sunday morning? Because God's word is spoken here, and it just works. He speaks into our lives through Christ, through the Holy Scriptures, his very powerful, creative, amazing word. And it creates once again. Did you know that's what happened to you? He spoke to you and created faith within you by the power of his word. He brought us true life. Ephesians chapter 2 says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you once walked. But God, being rich in mercy, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." In his grace, what did he do? He spoke his gospel to you. His word and no other. Told you that Jesus died on the cross for you. His word and no other told you that your sins were forgiven. His word and no other called you his very own child and told you you have nothing to fear despite our logical conclusions. How does it work? Don't know. It just does. But this is the challenge for all of us today. To see our lives as they actually are, truly alive only by God's word. Just like the world. Just like all creation. Even the first human being that was ever formed, fashioned and formed by the hands of God, lay lifeless on the ground. Until what? Until Genesis 2, verse 7, when he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living creature. It's the same for us, friends. It's God's breath. It's his, the word of his mouth that brought your faith to life, that gave you and I true life. Genesis is not an old, antiquated, disconnected text from our lives today. It doesn't just tell us the history, but also speaks of our moment today, of your life and my life, our eternal life. It sources and originates and begins and ends and is sustained by the mighty word of God. all creation. So when you have your moments, because if the Lord wills, you know, Sunday will go on, might even snow outside, the sun will probably go down, and tomorrow morning the sun will probably come back up. So when you have your moments this week, and you have time to sit and read God's word, even if it's just one verse, right outside the door here we have those little portals of prayer. Those are awesome, and they're helpful. You know why? Because they have God's word in them. That word that spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light, is in those little books too. And they give you a little devotion. And even if you just read one verse and think about that one verse all day long, that's a living word. That's your own life and mine, spoken from God's mouth. If I slow down and hear his word and read his word, it's our very life. It's where we originate from. He's literally blessing us in ways that we can't understand. How does it work? We don't know. It just works. If you're avoiding his word, which we all kind of do sometimes, right? Because we're busy with other stuff. And so we say, well, I'll get to that. I'll try. If we're avoiding that, if we avoid Bible study, right? If we do, we're avoiding our very own life. But when we engage, even if it's just that one verse a day, friends, and we read and we consider it, God's revitalizing our life. And we're drinking from the living water of Christ that he talks about in John's gospel. See, in life, we all want purpose. Am I right? We all want to be valued. We all want to be important and have success and to be appreciated and seen and to be loved. And we have all of that and so much more spoken to us from the only one who really ends up mattering in all of this. Each morning his mercies are new, and he has life for you. And it's different than earthly life. We struggle in earthly life, and we try to find what we want from dead, lifeless things. They can never provide them, like material possessions, temporary realities, to try to make us content and happy. But our true life exists in God's word. That's what Genesis is really telling us. He spoke, and there was light. It's his mighty word that's our foundation, like Jesus says, that's built on the rock that will not shift. That's his word. The Genesis account goes on. Check this out. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 6, and God said. Verse 9, and God said. Verse 11, and God said. Verse 14, verse 20, verse 24, verse 26, verse 28, verse 29. Then God said, all over the account. This is how he creates. This is who your God is. Want to know something about God? He's telling us. This is who he is. So what has he said to you and to me? So much. Endless purpose. Endless value for us. Some important texts here. Matthew chapter 26. Verse 26 to 28, he says to you and to me, and he said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. He said in Psalm 119, verse 105, that his word was a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The world is filled with darkness, friends. There's lies everywhere, a swarm of them. And we don't know our way. And sometimes life feels confusing, and we look at our own lives and we say, how does it work? And we say, we don't know. But we know something about it. It's God's word that makes it just work correctly, even amidst the troubles and the pain and the grief that sometimes comes. Only God's word can light the path and bring his voice loud and clear to us and deliver his broadcast of our purpose and our value and our identity, who we actually are, and his love to our ears. Only his word will tell us of the immense love that brought Jesus to the cross for your sins. That's the only place where he laid down his life willingly to secure us a place as listeners to his signal broadcast through his holy scriptures. The question for us is, are we actually tuned in? Or are we doubting it? This is the moment in the sermon where we all have to be honest with ourselves. Are we tuned in? Or is life 99.5% something else? Thank God he brings us to church. It's easy to get overwhelmed by everything that's going on. We'll end up saying, if I don't understand how this all works, Pastor, then I'm not going to listen. Well, think about this. Our lives, we talked about some of them, right? They're filled with things we don't understand. But we trust that someone understands them or they wouldn't work. Well, God understands life. And with him, it just works. We don't know. Be honest, right? We don't know how this all works, but he does. And he tunes us in to what he created so that we might trust in him. That's the goal. So how does it work, right? How are the bread and the wine truly the body and blood of Jesus? Don't know. Just works. How does God's word change my life when I hear of my beloved status, baptized into his family? The king of the universe calls me his own child. How does his word give me purpose and value, which doesn't depend on me or my performances or what I've achieved? How does it work that he can keep forgiving my sins, even though I do the same ones over and over and over? How? I don't deserve it. We don't know. It just works. It's his word. It's not like our tech. There's no glitches. There's no reboots. It's perfect. It's sure and it's steady. Job says this about it, chapter 23, verse 12 of the book of Job. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. We say, why, Job? Now we see why. They work. They just work. Jesus will tell us it. Matthew 4, verse 4, man does not live by bread alone, but by everything God says, to paraphrase. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today he's tuned us in again to his word and given us life and told us again of his love displayed at his cross and told us of the promise of his glorious resurrection with him in our reading from Romans chapter 6. And how we need not fear. He's overcome the world. And in just a little while, in just a little while, you're going to see it. All that he has for you. So the troubles might come and the issues, life as we call it, but God said, he spoke to you, created you again through the message of Jesus and his cross. And he made you his own child in baptism. And now what God said sustains us until his time comes for us. So we go our way this morning, knowing, get this cool thing about the Genesis reading, as sure as the light coming through those windows is your forgiveness and mine. As sure as the light that allows us to see is our status as joint heirs with Christ. As sure as the light, because when God spoke and said, let there be light, there was light. And when he spoke and said, your sins are forgiven, they're forgiven. And when he spoke and called you his kid, you'll be with him forever. Forever. Now while we wait, may his word keep our true life ever before our eyes. The world's not our home. And we await our true home in the heavens with him. That's what he said. That's what he spoke. Would you pray with me? Lord God, Lord, we're in awe of you because you speak and it is. Simple as that. It just works. Keep us tuned in, Lord, to your mighty word. Even if it's one verse a day, help us that we might constantly recall what you say all the time. And Lord, protect us. For we didn't create ourselves or our world. And we still get hung up on how it all works, thinking we have to know to trust you. We don't know, but you do. Lord, assure us that your word always works, that we may never lose hope in this world, but find our life and our way in your Son, Jesus, who is, as he himself said, our way and our truth and our life. He is your creative word made flesh. Tune us into him forever and always. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now come to our time for our prayer of the church this morning. Our response for our prayers this morning is, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you revealed your Son in the wilderness, the Jordan River, and the wondrous epiphany. So also, you have revealed your name and blessing to us in holy baptism, declaring us to be your beloved heirs. Grant that we may daily die to sin and rise to newness of life, living with joy as your baptized children. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, bless all places where your people teach and learn. Guide teachers and students, that together we would marvel at your creation and appreciate the depth of your wisdom all around us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Grant that all those baptized into Christ would receive the boldness of your servant John to lead faithful and pure lives in this world, ever mindful of your word and your promises of their heavenly inheritance. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Lord, your Son, Jesus, is the Christ and the true King of this world. Grant great humility to the rulers of the nations, especially those who lead our country, that they would submit to the preaching of Christ's holy word for the sake of their own souls and for the good of your holy people. Lord, in your mercy. Father, give comfort and relief to those who are sick. Lord, we also remember this morning those who are depressed, those who are sad and can't find their joy during the day. Lord, we remember those who are tired, confused, or in any need. Lord, watch over all expectant mothers and their children, Lord, that they may have a safe delivery and be brought also to the life-giving waters of holy baptism. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, it was in holy baptism that you opened up wide the heavens to your children. Grant that all those baptized into your Son would worthily receive the heavenly feast of his body and blood for their salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal God, you have made us your own people by baptism and granted us your Holy Spirit to confess Christ in word and deed. We remember with thanksgiving those who went before us, Lord, who passed the faith on to us and who now rest in Christ from their labors. Since we have died with Christ through baptism, grant that we would be raised with him also. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we have those in our prayers of the church this morning that we ask that you'd rush aid to and heal and help whatever their need. Lord, we name them now before you. Leonard Vigil, Sean Austin, Mike Kirk, Reverend Mike Lastly, Jim and Linda Holman, Alice Otapolik, Kevin Rice, Audrey Price, Debbie Ford, Carolyn Jury, Mona Hauser, Marcella Pilcher, Betty Gray, Sandy Santa Stephen, Betty Patton, Sonny Rubler, Ella Clark, Greg and Chris, Don Hermanson, Lord, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Father, as your Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the deep, you uttered your word and the world was created. In the waters of holy baptism, you have spoken our names and declared us righteous. You have drawn us to Jesus, the light of life, and saved us. Lord, let his light now shine through us, that others may see our good works and give glory to you through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We come to the time in our service where we give back a portion of the gifts God's given to us to his service of the gospel. As our gifts are collected and presented this morning, we're blessed to get to hear our TLC singers sing the hymn, "Go Tell It on the Mountain." Thank you. Amen. Go tell it on the mountain. That's what we do together, right? Here at our church. It's a blessing the Lord has entrusted us with to share his message and tell it on the mountain. Thank you, TLC Singers, for the wonderful music. If you've been joining us on the radio this morning, we thank you for tuning in to our service on our celebration of the baptism of Jesus today. And if you're sitting here in the sanctuary, we invite you to turn over to page 9 in your bulletin and to please stand, if you're able, for our service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks to you for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and with archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us.
And you've been listening to Pastor Jason Cody, live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
KSPK, Walsall.